We don't talk about Malaysia much on this program, but this is news from other countries. By far, the most emailed story I've received in the last 24 hours. Because it involves pickleball, Kelly's favorite sport.
I play the game.
Well, one 32-year-old pickleball player from Malaysia, I don't know if he's from there, it sounds like they have a club there called the Playa Racket Club. It's on the rooftop of a building in Kuala Lumpur.
A dream.
And they have three outdoor courts, bar, cafe, and what is described as stunning views of the skyline of Kuala Lumpur.
You're playing in the clouds. You see the skyline. Unbelievable.
The problem is, as you know, sometimes the pickleballs leave the court.
It does happen.
Well, you're up on the rooftop. What this guy did was apparently he went over to the side of the court to try to reach over the side. Now, there's netting around the building, around the edge of the building.
Well, there better be.
And that's where the ball was.
We've got some stanchions over at Gander Mountain, but if you crash through those, you're just going into somebody else's court. You know, you're not going right off the building. Wow. Okay.
So, it appears that there's these grainy video of this and, of course, plenty of eyewitness accounts. It appears the man was able to get jumped over the safety railing, went into the net to get the ball, and that's where his weight was too much for the safety net.
Oh, my God.
And down he went.
Nobody had a Selkirk. Nobody had any other ball.
An extra ball.
Nobody had a Franklin. Come on. Play with a cracked ball. You know, you can play. You can keep
You would
playing.
Think if you've got a rooftop pickleball, you'd sell them at the cafe.
You know, we bring extras.
You have to.
If a ball breaks, it's like, well, I got one in my bag. I mean,
when we used to play pickup basketball, you always bring two balls.
Bring two balls, yeah. What's up? You never know.
You just don't know.
Well, pickleballs, they crack. I mean, they break or they get, you know, this one just landed on the building.
Right.
You know, whatever.
That was when a wiffle ball game was over, when the ball cracked.
Going home. Not pickle. Everybody brings.
You play on.
Yeah, I got a dozen in my bag right now. Different brands.
The brand is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. What's your go-to?
Well, it depends on where we're playing.
Oh, dang.
And it depends on the time of the year. Summertime, I'll do a Franklin.
Oh, BB Shake. What have you done?
Different balls for different halls, man.
Yes. I'm recently playing with a new Life Touch ball, but I'm playing indoors now over at Game.
Life Touch?
It's called Life Touch.
The portrait company?
Yeah, they're branching out.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them.
And that's not the thing that old people wear when they fall, is it?
It's also bread. Yes, Life Touch. It's combined.
Or it sounds like that church on the edge of town where they touch kids. Yes. where the youth pastor is actually a pervert. Yeah, come on over here to Life Church. We've got some real worship services going on here.
We should play the clarion call for our fallen brother. May he rest in peace in Kuala Lumpur.
That's the call to pickle.
That's right. When it goes out from Kepco, the Godfather, you just show up.
Godfather.
He's the Godfather.
That's
and
awesome.
When he wants you to play, you just show up. You drop what you're doing and you go play pickleball. Man, I can't believe nobody said, I got a Franklin in my bag.
Jeez. He was halfway down the building when
Jeez.
They did.
Yeah. That's really bad. Oh, man.
How much did he weigh? He was 32 years old.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, why didn't the safety netting hold him?
And I know what playing the game myself, the three other guys, I know what they said. Need one.
Yes. Who's got next?
You got to have four.
We have 15 more minutes on our reservation.
You got to have four.
I paid my $5. Yeah, get my time
we're playing.